The Festive Foreign Film Fan Show will begin in 10 minutes. Please silence your cell phones and grab yourself a drink.
The Festive Foreign Film Fan Show will begin in 10 minutes. Keep your cell phone charged and ready for photos and grab yourself a drink.
The Festive Foreign Film Fan Show will begin in 5 minutes. Please silence your cell phones and grab yourself a drink. There are no cell phones allowed during the show.
Yes, the Festive Foreign Film Fan Show will begin in 5 minutes. And cell phones are allowed and encouraged. So please, grab yourself a drink.
Cell phones are never allowed during the live show. I think that you may have been helping yourself to some of those drinks you've been talking about.
Don't you tell me about cell phones. Remember the last time I asked you to send me news and what happened?
Listen, Betty, don't start up with that cell phone grief again. Enunciate when you say news. The Festive Foreign Film Fan Show will begin in 1 minute. There's just no using cell phones.
Really, Vernon? Come on. Why pretend? We both know perfectly well what this is about.
What? I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about, darling.
You want me to send my news back, and I won't.
I really think it's only a professional courtesy, especially if it's done properly, perhaps with professional lighting, airbrushing, and some suggestive poses. I really need this therapeutically.
The following podcast contains graphic descriptions of international celebrating and global merrymaking. It may not be suitable for angry or unhappy audience members. Listener discretion is advised. You've been warned.
Have you ever seen any of those foreign films? I don't like them.
Some are born great, others achieve greatness, and some watch Christmas movies.
For Natale! God is helping!
We are the wild and pretty guys!
Well, they're both festive, aren't they?
Joyeux Noël!
Go, guys, all right! Ready. We're feeling it.
So for our shows in February, we're going to go all the way back to December 19th, when we held our second annual live show. Now, who knew we would be having live shows when this all started? And now we've had two. Now, this year's show was held at the Vixen Theater in McHenry, Illinois. Mark, wasn't it just amazing?
I mean, it was unbelievable to me.
I mean, think. We had a huge stage with lights and a sound man. We had more than double the people who attended last year. I mean, really, it was surreal.
Yeah, it was, Bob. We never guessed we would do something like this. It was so much fun, and we have received so many compliments about the show. I mean, we had a live band, great guests, fun trivia, Jake singing Dominic the Donkey like no other band can, and many other ways we entertain the audience. You know, I think my favorite part of the show was at the end, not because it was over, but when we all stood up on stage and everybody stood up and we did a sing-along of Jingle Bells.
Yeah, you know, Mark, that is the part that people have commented on the most. And actually, that's my favorite picture, where we're all lined up, and even one of our guests, Daryl, couldn't stay, but Jackie was up there with us and singing along. I love that. But my favorite part, and it's really not going to convey on the podcast, was our dance routine, where Mark and I surprised the audience. We were taught a dance as if it was spontaneous, and it was not, but it still looked spontaneous.
And Bob, you know what? So many people, and I wrote a note to Natalie on behalf of both of us. and I told her how convincing she was as really pretending like she wasn't involved, like she was a surprise to her. People really weren't sure whether this was Mark and Bob up to their normal antics, or did we really spring this on poor Natalie? So I told her I would pick her for Best Actress Award.
Well, the good thing about that is because she made it seem so much like we put her on the spot and she was going to teach us this dance, people probably thought, wow, these guys are really good. Look at how well synchronized they are.
Little do they know.
Just talking about this shows how hard it is to translate everything from the live show into the podcast episode. But I think over the next two episodes, we're going to give you a flavor of what it was like to be there. Just try to imagine that you're in this dark nightclub and there's tables of four all around on the floor and it's kind of a smoky jazz atmosphere and you have at least three drinks in front of you. Oh, wait, that was just Mark and I before the show.
That's right. But then all of a sudden, just think about the stage lights up. It has red and green lights all around it with a giant 4F logo on the screen with the handsome, cute, bearded guy on the right and the other guy on the left. On stage, you see a drum set, amplifiers, guitar, and a Santa chair. What is going to happen? Is Mark going to do a drum solo? Is Bob going to dress as Santa? And then the show begins.
It's the Festive Foreign Films Hand Show, everyone. Hit me, Dave.
Y'all ready for this?
Please welcome to the stage your Festive Foreign Film Fan hosts, Mark Chandler and Bob Baker! Once again, the hosts of your favorite podcast, that isn't Joe Rogan, Smartless, Caller Daddy, Hallmark Movies, or some of that true crime. It's your hosts, Bob Baker and Mark Chandler! What's up? Let's go! Guys? I don't think I have a schedule. What's going on?
Now, we're going to have to stop it right here to explain. So the show opens with our master of ceremonies, our own Jake Fontana, the Sound Pounder. He's announcing our entrance, but Mark and I don't come on the stage. He calls us once, he calls us twice, then he pulls out his cell phone, and while he's calling on his phone, a video appears behind him, and it's Mark and I on a beach. Now, this is the video that we used to market this episode. Now, you'll be able to hear as you listen the various music styles to get a sense of where we're at. Africa, Australia, India, France, or whatever movie scene that we're in. So, let's listen.
Oh, this feels so nice. Bob, how did we get here?
Mark, we've been traveling around the world all year. Now it's time for us to relax.
Could you put some more peppermint oil on my back?
Oh my gosh, I'd love to. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. Hello? Jake?
Jake?
Merry Christmas! What? Huh? The show!
The show!
The show!
The show!
What time is it?
It's quarter to December 19th!
Yeah!
Beach blanket bingo. Beach blanket
bingo. Beach blanket bingo. That's the name of the game. Punch the room. Punch the room. What else is a bloke to do?
Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
Merry Christmas, George!
Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium!
Daddy, no!
I'm doing over by the tree.
Bole chudiya, bole kangna, hai main ho gaya tera sajna.
Trip!
I know.
Oh, Mark, I tell you, look at this place. Wow. It's a bigger theater. We got bigger guests. You got bigger hosts. Anyone want some treats from the green room?
Wow. Dear, we're so excited to be here. Thank you, McHenry County. Thank you to all our friends. I mean, Bob, with this many people here, I'm sure some people may think it's because we have a live band or that we have a very popular CBS anchor host or that we have Daryl from Cooking with Daryl. She has 3 million TikTok followers. But really, it's the magnetic pull of the Festive Foreign fans that has brought this audience here tonight. And we didn't even have to offer the 2-for-1 drink special.
Not at all. And Mark, you know what I really think it is? It is that lure of those subtitled foreign Christmas movies.
Oh, good point. Or it could be that enchanting Christmas songs in native languages.
Mark, you know what? I mean, think about it. We offer a podcast where you can talk about Christmas all year long, just like everybody likes to do, even in those like really hot dog days of summer.
You know, you're right, Bob. It's about the silver foxes from the Fox River.
And speaking of us, it has been an amazing year. So you know what I think we ought to do?
What's that?
We ought to do one of those like they do on sitcoms, one of those best of shows, and we'll just leave Jacob here and he can just run some clips and we can go hang out at the bar.
Well, you know, I have had some very interesting guests. Like, do you remember the time for our anniversary show? We went to Crystal Lake Chili's. They sponsored us to have the show there. And we ran into Andre Kilchner of the Why Not Christmas Film Festival. That was odd.
What was amazing about that is Andre is from Germany, and he was at the Crystal Lake Chili's. But guess what?
What?
He also sent us a congratulatory message that he wants us to play tonight.
Hey, Mark and Bob. It's Andre from the Weihnachtsfilm Festival. I just quickly wanted to stop by to catch some more of this delicious Texas cheese fries. Mmm. I wanted to be there with you tonight, but you know I'm working on Europe's only Christmas film festival. You remember the one that I created and that has been my vision since I was little? So it's really a dream come true, with movies and directors from all over the world. In fact, 25 countries this year. Yes, I am sorry. I guess I'm a little busy. I'm on my way again. All this flying around makes me really hungry. Can you send me some more Texas cheese fries? Delicious. I do want to extend my best wishes and holiday greetings to all of you. Frohe Weihnachten, good night, and don't let the bad bugs bite you. I'm sure it's gonna be a great show. You slay.
I slay? He is such an impressive guy. He is amazing.
Amazing because he decided to do an international film festival for Christmas films when he was 8 years old.
Oh, I was talking about how he devoured the Texas cheese fries and the mozzarella hot sticks in about 30 seconds. But I guess the movie thing is kind of cool, too.
And, you know, Mark, remember also when we talked to Sabine Genicella? She is the diplomatic counselor from the Latvian embassy. And she was so impressed with us, she sent us a message too.
What?
Dear Festive fans, thank you all for your messages and wanting to become Latvians. We can't print your passports due to technical issues, please send us a message after the holidays as per the European work schedule. Also, all my Estonian model friends already have hunky boyfriends, so you will need to find your own. To all asking for a festive fan statue next to the plaque commemorating the first decorated Christmas tree in Riga, there really is no room for all of you. My grandma's famous pierogi recipe is still a national-level family secret, and I won't be sharing it. Mark, I can get you to join a Latvian choir if you won't sing nothing but Christmas carols. That's not the Baltic way. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all.
Well, you know, we really didn't ask to be Latvian citizens. We asked to be hot podcast American celebrities.
You know, I mean, whatever. Between my Wordle and my pickleball, I don't have time to be in any stupid choir anyway. Yeah. You know, that's their loss. You know, I'm going to go talk to Lithuania.
Well, Merry Christmas to Latvia anyway, that's right? But you know what else? You know who else we heard from?
No.
Alonso Duralde, that well-respected film critic and author. And he knows that we've made it to the big time.
Alonso remembered us? That was our first anniversary show.
Yeah.
He still knows who Bob and Mark are?
Listen to this. He sent us a message.
Festive fans, if that's really your name, don't make me get a restraining order. Enough. I will send you a congratulatory message for $25 if that's what you can afford. But I really can't recall your show. Was I on it? I mean, do you know how many Christmas podcasts there are? Like, enough to listen to a different one every day between now and the holidays. And you say you do a foreign one? That's a little impractical. I mean, Americans don't really like to read at all, much less subtitles. I mean, unless they're getting texts or whatever. I suppose the next thing you'll be telling me is you also listen to foreign Christmas music.
Yeah.
You're pulling my leg, right? Anyway, listen, I can recommend an incredible source for your listeners who apparently have a thing for Christmas movies. It's my revised and updated edition of Have Yourself a Movie Little Christmas, available at all of your favorite bookstores. If you pick one up, Bill and Matt, I might even sign it for you. Thank you for your attention in this matter. Congratulations. Merry Christmas.
You know, Mark, I really like hearing from fans, and I was a little concerned when he first started, but did you hear the end of that message? I mean, he likes us. He really likes us.
Guys, actually, we do have one more.
Huh? Hey, Mark and Bob, you're having your second live show. I can't believe it. I wish I could be their biggest fan.
Dave,
I was listening.
Shut
from
it down.
The
hang it up. We got to move on. We got a show to do.
Sorry, Chad.
Wait, Bob, who was that?
It was like one of our biggest fans, but we got to move on. You know, we'll talk to him later. Come on, we got to go.
Where are we going?
The show. We got to do the show.
Oh, should we get started?
Yes. So, Mark, who do we have on the agenda for tonight?
Well, tonight, we are just so fortunate. Our first guest is Jackie Kostick from CBS.
So let me tell you about Jackie. You may have seen her. She's an anchor and she's a reporter on CBS News Chicago. And she also has in this amazing segment called Jumpstart in the Morning. It's really fun. She's won an Emmy. What I hope is that she brought it with her tonight because I'm going to wrap Christmas lights around it and I want to put it on my mantle.
Also tonight, we have Daryl Pastanek, who's here from Cooking with Daryl. Daryl has over 3 million TikTok and Instagram followers. In fact, he has so many followers that he could probably form his own nation, although it would be a really well-fed. In fact, when he comes out, do you think it would be awkward if I start maybe sharing some of my grilling tips with him? Because I'm pretty special on my street when it comes to grilling.
Mark, you live on a cul-de-sac with four houses.
Whatever. And then, of course, later on the show, we're going to have the Mayberries join us up here on stage. If you haven't had a chance to listen to them, I think you're going to really enjoy their music.
Mark, it's like having a house band, which I love.
It is like having a house band. You're absolutely right.
But the great thing is because having a house band, they have to laugh at all of our jokes. And here's the deal. You're going to love this band, and we're so excited to have them because they're really into R&B, they're into soul, they do kind of a jazzy holiday music, and we're so excited for you to hear them because Mark listened to them last year, and he said, these are so good, we have to have them at our live show next year, and look at it, tonight, Here they are. It is a Christmas miracle. So just so you know, I want you to say, when the music is playing, there is dancing allowed in the aisles. Clothing optional, meaning you can either wear your ugly Christmas sweater or not. We're going to do some trivia questions, and we're going to give out prizes. And we went out, and we had cards on the tables. We had you fill them out, and I'm just going to randomly pull a card out, and Mark's in the audience. Here we go. Our first victim is Ava Grimes.
Can you stand up, please?
She wrote, this was to finish the poem, and she said, it's a secret for Santa. Here is my list. Please bring John Hamm my number so he can text me sweet nothings. Very good.
Very, very good. Well, before we ask you a question, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
It's A Wonderful Life.
All right.
Yeah, good. And who's your favorite reindeer?
It's got to be one of the naughty ones.
Nice.
Vixen.
Do you know why Rudolph had to go to summer school?
No, I don't.
Because he was falling down in history.
All right, here we go. Eva.
Yeah.
As festive fans learned this year in New Zealand, a 21-year-old man burst into a radio station, took the manager hostage, and demanded that they play what song was it? Snoopy's Christmas by the Royal Guardsmen, Rainbow Connection by Kermit D. Frog, All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey, or Baby Shark by Pink Fong?
Baby Shark.
And the actual answer is, Dave, you got it for us?
There's so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side.
It's Rainbow Connection by Kermit the Frog. The only way a radio station will play it is to hold the manager hostage. But we do have a prize for you.
Thank you so much. Have yourself a movie Little Christmas, the author we spoke to. So enjoy.
I love it. Thanks, guys.
It's signed. It's a signed copy.
Thank you.
All right, Mark. Our next contestant is Todd Summers.
Yeah, I saw Todd
Summers. Well, here he is.
Hello, Todd. How are you?
Hello, Mark. Thanks for coming. Glad to be here.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Gloria.
Can you sing it? No, yeah, I'm just kidding. You don't have to. Bob, ready for the question?
Here we go. All right. Mark, as you know, we traveled to the little country of Luxembourg this year, and we discovered there is a graveyard there where 5,074 American soldiers are buried who fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Among these soldiers is buried their famous military commander who asked to be buried with his men. It is an amazing tribute to those who fought and died there. Who is this famous soldier? Is it Captain Ronald Reagan, Soldier Audie Murphy, Private James Ryan, or General George Patton?
Private James Ryan.
Well, they're still searching for Private Ryan. It was not. It was General George Patton.
Wow. Well, Todd, thank you for playing. And what you're going to go home with is a book called When It's Gotta Be Christmas Again.
Well, the other thing you're going to get is a gift card to Cary Ale House, one of our sponsors.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And, you know, we're excited to have our guest tonight, but maybe before we have our guest come up, should we check to see if Chad's still talking?
And then we were drinking those pumpkin beers. Remember, I actually said, and you know I really said
this. Oh, my
this,
gosh.
I wonder if there are any Christmas beers. We, you remember just, I said that? Boy, was I on something. Just,
we'll get back to Chad maybe later.
Oh, Jackie Caustic. Oh, Jackie Caustic. How lovely are your broadcasts.
Oh, Jackie Caustic, oh, Jackie Caustic, we really hope you like us. You make us proud with what you do, watching your report on Channel 2. Oh, Jackie Caustic, oh, Jackie Caustic, we think you need two sidekicks.
All right. please welcome to the stage, Jackie Kostick. Now, we tried very hard to find some people tonight that we know you're really going to enjoy, because these are the type of people that you'd want to hang out with, right? They're sincere, they're down to earth, and you want to know more about them. She's a reporter. She's an anchor. She has won an Emmy. But I think the greatest thing about her is that when there's bad weather or a new business opening up, or the holiday event, or a local festival, Jackie is who they send out. And the reason why, she has this great inquisitive nature about her. And as you saw there, we've seen her dance with the stars. We've seen her play whirly ball. We've seen her battle with these museum gallery doors. So she's real, she's authentic. Here tonight, Jackie Kostick.
Thank you. Okay, I have to make sure this works. That honestly was the best introduction that I've ever seen. And it's better than me having to put together a reel or something. You guys did it for me, so thank you.
There's a lot of.
I honestly forgot that I did most of
that. There's a lot of material out there, Jessica.
Oh, God, yeah.
there are, yeah.
The funniest thing is, what we didn't tell Jackie is we brought her here tonight. We want her to give us all the dish on local football legend J.C. Hanning.
Oh, yes. Well, we should have brought
that's
the
why
highlight
you're here.
Reel.
We don't care about that reporter stuff or anything.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he was an amazing wide receiver. And one time we were sitting around with my parents, and we were talking about how good he was on the field. And I think he might have said, like, oh, yeah, you know, I was really known for my hands. And my dad was like, I don't want to hear that. And I was like, all right, whatever. That's not what we're talking about, but it's fine.
I mean, his hands were okay.
Right.
All right, Jackie. First, we want to know.
This is so weird to be on the hot seat.
I know.
Should I just stand
and this
with
is
you
like
guys?
The most okay. uncomfortable Santa
yeah,
throne
yeah,
you've
I know,
ever seen.
I know. I feel, yeah.
So, all right, Jackie, tell us, where'd you grow up?
So I'm actually from a suburb of Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm from Bloomington. Oh do we have Minnesota people?
So
okay.
My daughter-in-law.
Yes,
she's from Plymouth. Where are you from?
Awesome. I'm from Bloomington.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. And JC's mom is from Edina, which
what?
Is perfect.
Whoa.
So we have that connection
yeah, we know
too.
That. Yes.
Yes, right well, next door.
Unrelated to Christmas, do you know the school chant?
I do not. So my mom is actually from Cleveland. So she raised me to be a big Cleveland Browns fan and an Ohio State fan. So I know. I'm sorry. Hey, you can't hate on the Browns. They're terrible. You can't hate on Ohio State, though. It's okay. Is this mic working? I can't
tell. Yeah,
okay,
they can hear you.
Only my microphone goes in and out, Jack.
Yeah, okay, good.
And that's purposeful.
Yes.
I'm used to having an earpiece in my ear so I can hear what I'm saying.
When you bump into doors?
Yeah.
You can hear that?
Gosh, yeah. I've done a lot of stupid things on television.
Well, when did you first decide to get into broadcasting? Like, what was the interest there?
Yeah, so I think, I do remember when I was younger, somebody had told me, I don't remember who it was, but we were definitely a Today Show family. We watched the Today Show every morning. And somebody told me that my personality reminded them of Katie Couric. And I thought Katie Couric had the best job in the world because she had the front row seat to all of the news that was happening, but also going to the Olympics and getting to cheer on Team USA and do all of the fun things too, and just being on the plaza every morning and getting to meet people. So I think that was part of it. But I also had a little show that was not broadcast anywhere when I was in elementary school that I called the Jackie Fun Show. And people actually still remember it, like classmates of mine. But I would host it every day at lunchtime, and I would stand up when I was done with lunch.
And at that point you said, I'm going to drink like Hoda.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, it was chocolate milk back in the day. I was like, I'll have one more chocolate milk, set it down. And but I would do like impressions. I had a theme song I would interview people at the table. So I definitely, I'm doing what made sense
for me to do. It's not on our
card,
but can you do an impression? or was it like of your teachers or something?
I did, yeah. I would do an Elvis impression back in the day. So I was like,
can you still do that?
Dog, and I would, I don't know. But I would spin around and play a fake guitar. And I would make really dumb jokes like, I walked into a bar, ouch, ouch. I still remember it. Yeah.
Everybody in this theater wants you on Jumpstart this week to do an Elvis impression at some point.
Okay.
Just bust into song.
Okay, I'll think about it. I do like to slip things in there now and again just for the viewers.
So I know you worked in Vegas for a while. What Christmas was like in Vegas?
So I only spent one Christmas in Vegas. I was in Vegas for about 2.5 years. And yeah, I don't really remember a ton about it other than the decorations being just beautiful. But Vegas is always Vegas, like Christmas or not. So I feel like it's just, it's good.
Like, how do you see
watching
the decorations and all the other lights?
Yeah, I know, exactly. I mean, you just walk into a casino and you see just the most stunning Christmas trees. And I mean, the Bellagio always has like their magical garden space. Yeah, I don't remember a ton about the blackjack dealers and what they would do, that kind of thing.
But, I was wondering if they wore lights or anything.
Yeah, I don't know. They probably do. I feel like they can add their flair to things. I mean, I was only in Vegas to work, really. So, yeah, I was on the desk doing tracker.
We got to get to some Christmas here, right?
Okay, yeah, let's get to some Christmas, yeah.
First off, I want to know, like, is there anything in your family, like traditions or that you still do today as an adult?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually, because I usually have to work on Christmas, it's been a while since I've, like, spent Christmas with my own family, but I know, it's okay. But we used to do the Christmas poppers where you pull the ends, you know, and then you rip it. So we used to just, like, find all the little toys inside and then wear, like, the paper crowns. I don't know if you guys used to wear the
Bakers,
paper
we
crowns.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yes, we do
they
that.
Were fun. They were fun.
I have one in the back. If you
want
to put it
but
on.
I feel like you just eat a lot, you know, drink a lot. You just have a good time. I'm trying to remember if we had any other good traditions. Food, yeah. We, for Christmas Eve, usually would just do like a whole spread of appetizers. So we always did like the little mini hot dogs and quiches and, you know, just shrimp. And one year I ate so much shrimp that I was really sick of it and like couldn't eat it for several years after that. Yeah, I mean, always just good food and good times.
So as a reporter, what is the best Christmas story you ever covered?
So my favorite Christmas story, I've covered a few good ones, but it was a story that I did a couple of years ago in Chicago, and it was with a group of kids, middle school students on the west side of Chicago, and it was with an after-school program. It was a church-based after-school program, and the students had come up with this idea to create and design their own wrapping paper that they would sell to try to raise money for field trips that they could go on. And so, obviously, with the help of their church leaders, they all drew out their designs for the Christmas wrapping paper, and they signed their names to, and they just had their precious little designs. And then the leaders were able to sort of put it on one sheet and just kind of have all of the designs in one. But it was just so magical because the students were just so proud of themselves, and they were able to take themselves on all of these field trips because of the money that they raised. Wow. But you could see the light bulb go off just when we were there, especially. I think it was, you know, the fact that like a news crew came and gave them that validation that their story was so important. It lit me up. And I still remember one of the boys, Reggie, who I interviewed. He was so cute. And I just asked him at the end, how excited are you about this? And he said that he felt like he could be something one day, you know, just because he was able to do this. And I was like, Reggie, you already are. Like, the fact that you're doing this for yourself is so awesome. Yeah, it was a good story.
That's great. Wow. What about, because we're all about movies. What are some of your favorite Christmas movies?
My favorite, it's like a caustic family classic, is Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's.
Yes,
And it was actually funny because JC and I were watching it last weekend, and at one point he turns to me and he's like, is this where all of your lines come from? And I'm like, yeah, freezing my baguettes off, and I got to eat so I can take my back pills, you know? There's so many. Classic, yeah.
So final question.
Yes.
Die Hard. Christmas movie or not?
Okay, we also discussed this last weekend, and this is.
I feel like we're sitting around the Hanning house, you know.
You are topic of conversation. I've never seen Die Hard.
Oh wow!
Yeah. But he hasn't either.
How did you get on the stage?
I know. I'm sorry. I should have watched it this week, but it just was
a vetting question.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm sorry. Is it? I don't know. Do you guys consider it? Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. Has anyone else not seen it? Okay, so no. See, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. Yes.
All right, everyone
okay,
has plans for tomorrow night.
Yeah, that makes me feel better. Thank you, guys.
Just because we feel sorry for you because you haven't seen Die Hard. We know that you've received an Emmy.
Yeah, actually two.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's why her microphone worked.
Right.
All I can tell you, though, is what you have never received is a Festy.
Oh, yes.
You are the
Thank you.
You get
oh my
you are
gosh.
The first Festy.
Is this you guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Could you tell?
Yes. This is amazing.
Yes.
Thank you.
We posed.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
oh
an
gosh.
Exact replica of me.
I love it. Yes. Well, look at the.
She's speechless.
Okay, this is actually hilarious, though, because of the hand comment, because the yeah. hand placement yes. of these.
We're yeah. not touching that
Ooh,
one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let's give it up for Jackie Costa.
All right. Thanks.
I forgot. Oh, I forgot one thing.
Yeah, all right.
Jackie gets to pull a prize.
Oh, do I?
Yes, you
oh,
do.
Okay. Don't make me answer one of those trivia questions.
Though. And we decided, no. We decided this one, because you're in broadcasting,
yeah.
Have, this prize is a $100 gift certificate to the Waysound Studios.
Oh.
And there's a flyer
oh
in your
gosh.
Bag. And Waysound will do, if you have someone who wants to record a song, if you want to record a family video,
yeah.
they will do it. And
oh,
here's a $100
so
gift certificate.
Nice. Okay. So let's see who gets it.
And the winner is...
Ooh, T-Dog O'Connor.
T-Dog?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Where's T-Dog?
I love it. Do I read off the question?
You can. Well, you can read it off.
Yeah. So it says, who should play Mark and Bob in a festive foreign film fans feature film? And he said, Mark should be played by Seth Rogen. Hello, the energy. And then Dave Franco would be Bob. Pretty good. That's pretty good. Okay.
Thank you, Jackie.
Oh, you're welcome.
This calls for some Christmas music.
Yes, this Christmas music.
What kind of Christmas music is that?
The least you could do is play some Christmas music.
And now back to Christmas music.
After we chatted with the delightful Jackie Kostick, the Mayberries took the stage. They did an incredible set, but we can't play the whole thing. It's a shame because they made the party really energized. Some people were actually dancing in the aisles. Some were singing. Some were at the bar getting Bob and I drinks to calm our nerves.
Mark, I don't know how to underscore what you just said about the Mayberries. They were the secret sauce. I think, and kudos to you, you saw them. You said, these guys are great. We ought to get them. And I don't think I even realized how great they would be live and how much they would add to the show.
Oh, they were amazing. And again, after the show, so many people come in and say, who are these guys? Where can I see them? And quite honestly, the next night, Bob, I know you couldn't make it, but I actually had a time chance to go and see the Mayberries again, this time without a Santa suit on, and just got to talk to them. And as much fun as we had with them, they were talking about how much fun they had with us. So I think all that fun was just pouring out from them into the audience with their music.
Which is awesome. And who knows what the future holds, but we hope it holds something with the Mayberries and us, huh?
I hope so. I love them.
Oh, enough blah, blah, blah with your announcements. Are you guys ready to hear some Christmas music? Like Bob mentioned earlier, it was almost literally to the day that Sue and I went with some neighbor friends to go over to Scorched Earth to see the Mayberries play. And we were just flabbergasted on how good they are. In fact, it is almost a one-year anniversary, so I did get you guys an anniversary card. You have one for me, right? Well, I'm super excited to have them come join us on stage, and they're going to be playing some of their favorite Christmas songs. It's a very jazzy, sultry, not like Bob and Mark talent. So welcome the Mayberries to the stage.
Yeah, Mayberries!
thank you. Thanks for that anniversary card. It definitely looks like an adult made it, for sure. So. Okay, we're the Mayberries. We're going to do some Christmas stuff for you. I definitely heard them talking about how dancing is allowed. I heard something about clothes optional, but I would like to ask you to please keep your clothes on. I mean, unless you're in the back, I guess no one really cares. So yeah, have some fun, sing along with us. Towards the end, we're gonna be doing a little sing-along, so make sure you warm up your vocal cords. Cheers. Bells will be ringing, the sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings.
Birds of a feather would be. Let's take
together with you. Sleigh ride together with you. Sleigh ride together with you.
Thank you. I don't see anyone dancing yet. What's up with that? Are you at least singing? Okay. Do your best. Everyone can sing.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, one link I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa cutie, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Oh, Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Yes, hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
His last name is Noki, like the pasta. Give it up again for Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can just call him Pasta. He responds.
Do you want to introduce anyone else or just
the... Oh, I guess, yeah, okay. All right, over here we've got Tyler on the bass, if you want to give it up for Tyler. I guess I'll introduce the band while we pull some stuff up. And then behind me we have Jeff on the drums. Behind the beautiful anniversary card. My name's Kaylee. Yeah, we're the Mayberries. We... kind of play around the western suburb area, sometimes in the city. If you're around from around here, we're in Algonquin tomorrow at Scorched Earth Brewery, doing a bit of a long set, so come check us out. It'll be fun. There's a panini truck. That's great. Yeah. But you can follow us on like Facebook and Instagram, and we post all the kind of stuff that we do. We usually do more of like a 60s, 70s kind of rock vibe, but around the holidays we love our Christmas and our jazz stuff, so that's kind of what we're going to be doing mostly tonight for you. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and a folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that he's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Kaylee Hoffman on the vocals, everyone.
Thank you. That's my name. Okay, we're gonna bring it up a bit. So now, is your time to dance. Let's go. Or sway in your chair, if that's your thing. The snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman was a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been in that old silk hat they found, or when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said goodbye and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Moment when he heard him holler, stop, 'cause old Frosty the snowman, he had to hurry on his way.
she goes. Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump over the hills of snow. Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump over the hills of snow.
Far behind. Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry. Tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph. Going like a merry-go-round. Said Santa to a poor child, what have you been longing for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. Then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, going like a merry-go-round.
Thank you, Mayberries. They will be back, I promise you.
So tune in to our next episode to hear more trivia, our interview with cooking sensation Daryl Pastelnik, Jake, like we said, singing Dominic the Donkey, and trust me, we have some other surprises. So we'll see you on the 25th of February, same bat time. Same bat channel.
Actually, we're done.
Done, done.
It's over. Over, over. It's over.
It's over. Kaput. Finito.
It's over.
It's
over.
Over.
This has been a Waysound Studio production.
And sound engineering on our show is by Jake Fontana.